Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, February 28th, 2019. On this day in 1935, DuPont scientist Wallace Carruthers invented nylon. When urban districts become hip and expensive, many long-established tenants are plagued by a worry. An investor buys the house. After a luxury renovation, the rent rises, and at the end of the day, only the move remains. In the fight against gentrification, cities such as Berlin, Munich, and Hamburg increasingly draw a card. They issue a so-called social preservation ordinance for a popular area, also known as conservation statutes or milieu protection, and then use their right of first refusal if a prospective buyer does not adhere to the rules issued by them. But the instrument is controversial. Alexander Weich, spokesman for the Owners Association Haus und Grund, remarked that maintenance statutes must not lead to a neighborhood no longer being able to develop, and that the conditions on what may be changed in the apartments are too strict in some places. According to the German Association of Cities and Towns, the enactment of conservation statutes involves considerable effort and requires careful preliminary checks. Managing Director Helmut Dedi said that, quote, in such areas, structural alterations to the existing buildings require approval. The German Tenants Association criticizes the fact that popular cities in Germany are still too reluctant to take advantage of the opportunity to implement a social maintenance ordinance. According to Managing Director Ulrich Roberts, it is a good means of exerting pressure in negotiations with speculators, in order to be able to conclude an out-of-court agreement after all. Thus, it is not even necessary to reach the point where the right of first refusal is used. This is not a cure-all, as it involves a considerable sum, and Ropatz emphasized that, quote, of course, the city is always faced with the question of balancing the two. According to the Tenants Association, Berlin and Munich, for example, are now making extensive use of this option. In the capital, there are almost 60 protected neighborhoods. Although some have existed since the mid-1990s, the trend has recently been upwards. The Red-Red-Green Senate, which has been in office since the end of 2016, encourages the districts to name such areas offensively. Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg is particularly active in preemptive rights. To piggyback on our last story, the Senate Department for Urban Development had announced that the federal government wanted to better protect tenants in milieu protection areas against displacement in the future. But then, at 6:22 p.m. Monday evening, the Berlin Regional Court spread bad news for the tenants in the capital. In the dispute over the sale of several hundred apartments on Karl Marx Allee in Friedrichshain, the regional court overturned the interim injunctions against the execution of the purchase contracts for three blocks of flats, which had been obtained in December by a subsidiary of the state-owned WBM. Of the approximately 675 apartments, it is estimated that almost half will be taken over by Deutsche Wohnen, the buyer. In other cases, tenants have acquired the apartments by exercising their right of first refusal as owner-occupiers, or have assigned their rights to the state-owned Gewölbau Housing Association in the course of a, quote, stretched purchase. The Senate's attempt to reverse the privatization of the apartments, which began in 1993, has failed, at least for the time being, due to the court's decision. This variant, described by Finance Senator Matthias Kollatz of the SPD as a major solution, would have left Deutsche Wohnen on Karl Marx Allee empty-handed if it had been successful. However, the regional court rejected various arguments of the WBM subsidiary against the execution of the purchase agreement. Among other things, the judges declared the withdrawal from the purchase contracts from the years 1993 to 1995 invalid. Unlike the WBM subsidiary, the court did not assume that the tenants should have had a particularly good offer to buy. According to the regional court, it is now up to the tenants to assert any claims if they consider that they have not been properly informed or if the conditions of the sale appeared unfavorable. It is still unclear how many apartments will come into the hands of Kovobag on the, quote, stretched purchase route. By the beginning of 2019, 316 tenants had initially participated in the model. Since some tenants were only informed later about their right of first refusal, the number is likely to increase. By the beginning of the year, 26 tenants had received a financing commitment from Investitionsbank Berlin, or IBB, for a loan to purchase their apartment, and, according to reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, should be able to breathe a sigh of relief. The commitment was initially only valid until February 28th. The provisional injunctions also blocked the acquisition of the apartment by the tenants. According to information from the Tenants' Council on Monday evening, a total of 52 tenants acquired their apartments as owner-occupiers, many even without an IBB loan. The District of Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg had exercised its right of first refusal in favor of WBM for a fourth block with 80 apartments, which is protected by the milieu, and thus snatched the property away from Deutsche Wohnen's nose. The Senate and Deutsche Wohnen did not react to the court decision on Monday. So far, conversion is still possible in milieu protection areas if the owners undertake to offer the apartments for sale only to the tenants for 7 years. In many cases, this leads to tenants moving out despite their protection status. City Development Senator Katrin Lampscher of the Left has long been calling for the abolition of the special rule and is satisfied that the federal government is now reacting. The family of 15-year-old Rebecca from Berlin, who has been missing for 8 days, has intensified their search via the internet. On Instagram and Facebook, Rebecca's sister has been asking for help for days. On Tuesday afternoon, she intended to distribute leaflets at Rudo subway station in Neukölln and called for support. Under the hashtag #FindBecky, you can view the flyers, several photos, and an outreach number on Instagram. As reported yesterday, the police now have access to the 15-year-old's WhatsApp account. Corresponding media reports were confirmed to the Berliner Zeitung by investigators. On the day of her disappearance between 6 and 8 a.m., the teenager had stayed in her 27-year-old sister's apartment on Mauerweg in Britz. Investigators had read out the sister's WLAN router in the course of the investigation and found that she was writing messages via WhatsApp during this time, with whom is not known so far. Her father, Band R, had told the Berliner Zeitung that he suspected that his daughter had wanted to meet someone on the day of her disappearance. Whether the police now have new clues about possible chat partners and with whom Rebecca may have met is not yet known. A police helicopter was also deployed yesterday in search of the missing student. Bild.de reported that the helicopter ascended at Britzer Garten and not far from the Mauerweg were several teams of vans of the Berlin police. By yesterday afternoon, 96 tips regarding this case had been received by the police. Berlin's 3-month-old polar bear cub is reported to have her first viewing at the zoo in mid-March. According to a zoo spokeswoman, the exact date has not yet been set. The 9-year-old polar bear mother, Tanya, has already lost 2 litters, and it is still not certain whether this young animal will survive this time around. In the wild, about half of polar bear offspring do not survive longer than a few weeks. A name for the animal has not yet been decided. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.